What's the most important takeaway from the Russia investigation to date?
Russia massively intervened in our elections. They hacked both political parties, released information to help Mr. Trump and hurt Clinton. They scanned or hacked into 21 states' electoral systems. And they found ways to use social media in an unprecedented way in terms of not just political advertising, but more specifically, creation of fake accounts that spread misinformation and disinformation.
What do you think of President Trump's continued insistence that nothing happened?
I try to give him the benefit of the doubt, but for someone who says there's no there, he continually tries to interfere in the Mueller investigation. His failure to acknowledge this threat means that we're not as secure as we should be in terms of election security. That's why the Congress and our Senate Intelligence Committee acted in a bipartisan way to say every vote in 2018 ought to have a paper ballot or paper auditable trail.
And now the president keeps lashing out at Mueller. Are you worried that he could fire him?
I've been worried for months. Nobody's above the law. And the Mueller investigation has got to be allowed to continue and follow the facts. Whatever the truth is, it needs to come out. And the president's comments about the Mueller investigation, the president and his allies' comments about the integrity of the FBI and the Justice Department, we're in very dangerous territory here.
And now Facebook's been under fire of late for this leak to millions, tens of millions of people's data with Cambridge Analytica. What role does Congress have in this to protect people's data?
I first called out Facebook and some of the social media platforms in December of 2016. For the first 6 months, the companies kind of blew off any of these allegations. But these proved to be true, that Russia used their social media platforms with fake accounts to spread false information. They paid for political advertising on their platforms. Facebook says those tactics are no longer allowed, that they kicked this firm off their site. But I think they've got a lot of explaining to do.
Zuckerberg has apologized. But it sounds like you're saying that's not enough.
We're in an area of the wild, wild west where on social media it's been totally unregulated, and that's brought a lot of innovation. And my background as a tech guy, I want to see that innovation continue. But just as we've seen the value from social media, we've also seen now the dark underbelly. And I think Americans deserve to know if they're seeing a political ad, is that actually being sponsored by an American or is it being sponsored by a foreign government? If somebody is misrepresenting themselves on one of these platforms and says they're John Smith, but it's actually Boris from St. Petersburg, I think Americans ought to have that knowledge.
And what's next for Senate Intelligence Committee on the Russian investigation?
We hope we can keep putting pressure on the Department of Homeland Security to work with state electoral boards so that people have the appropriate security clearances. We also need to now move into the realm of how we grapple with the question around social media and what our recommendations are there. And then we will still have a lot of questions about what level of collusion or collaboration might have taken place between Russians and individuals connected with the Trump campaign.